Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit.
Let me shut up.
And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah. Brought to you by...
All right. So live from Rally House in Arlington, where they want you to come check out wall after wall after wall after rack after rack after rack of their Ranger gear. It is time for me, your trusted Ranger friend.
Has everybody called their friends and told them to tune in?
I hope so.
Okay.
To make my proclamation for the 2025 Texas Rangers, a season that I've already titled, A Season on the Brink.
So you took the year off last year.
Yeah.
And then famously in 2023, you pledged to watch 25 games, but you only watched like 16 regular season games.
Can I talk, or is this you?
I'm just trying to reset for the listeners who are joining us for the first time.
And then left game one early.
All of that is covered in my proclamation, Rangers 2025, a season on the brink.
The floor is yours.
Yes, as I just...
Well, hey, look, guys, baseball season's almost here.
So casual.
And that means people are relying on me once again to get this thing headed in the right direction.
Not so much Bochy.
Many people have told me that I was the inspiration for the 2023 World Series run.
Who?
I was the only fan to dedicate 25 evenings and afternoons, sometimes on weekends, to Ranger baseball that season. Most people know that type of dedication typically only exists with people like astronauts and nuclear scientists and other members of society that make bank and get lots of ass.
Nuclear scientists get lots of ass.
They tell me this mostly all the time. I also attended many game that season.
Okay.
And was one of the few people who accepted a free ticket and a suite to see a World Series game that year. Let's just say that was some serious baseball for those nine innings. Nine innings I shall not soon forget.
It went to extras.
Am I right, guys?
You did not see the end of the ninth.
Many people are asking, so what's the snake going to do now? We need him to save this season much like he did the World Series year of 2023, DJ. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. But first, for the new listener, let me give you my credentials as far as being a top Ranger fan in the greater Metroplex region. First, unlike anyone on this show, I am a Dr. Pepper Junior Ranger. Given only to the highest level of kid fandom back in the 70s and 80s.
Anyone could have signed up.
You had to sign up at the stadium. And so my dad would knock back a dozen Coors or so and take me up there to go through the strenuous vetting process. They ask questions like, how old are you, and what is your name? I answered all the questions correctly, and they can't take that away from me. Second, in college, we would smuggle psychedelics into the stadium and watch Nolan Ryan pitch. We determined that we were the only Ranger fans with the guts to take mushrooms while watching the great Nolan Ryan.
That's probably true.
Also, on the Nolan Ryan front, I'm not sure if everyone knows who he is. I played tennis with his wife, Ruth, in Watercolor, Florida in 2019.
That is amazing.
And many people said we could have entered Wimbledon, but I said no. I wanted to watch the baseball All-Star game instead. It upset many people. Also, I play in a regular baseball league with noted rock superstar Jack White, and he has told me that I am good and should keep playing baseball at this level. So as you can see, I am a guy you can rely on when it comes to baseball, Ham. My Marlins and Padres podcast are online for all to hear, and many say it's the top podcast of all the National League, so smash that like button. Thank you. So here we are at the crossroads. The Rangers went from first to worst in a year, and they need me to help. So I, Corby Davidson, top Ranger fan in the Metroplex area, will commit to the following. I will be attending 10 Ranger games, plural, this year.
No way.
Yes, you heard me right, 10 games, which would undoubtedly set an American League record in attendance by a single fan by almost any metric.
Nope.
Are you going to pay for these?
I will be taking offers from the P1s who have suites, where they will give me their delicious food. Preferably parking and beer. I will take only the best offers.
As long as there's 10 of them.
I, along with one and only one of my chosen co-workers, either Ham, DJ, Lando, Dave, or Bob, we will eat your food, drink your drink, and perhaps sleep with your women. That, of course, is up to the women, and not up to Lando, who would sleep with just about anything, men included.
Oh, Lando.
But if we get no offers from the sweet people, I am more than willing to go to these games by myself, of course, with accompanying photos and TV appearances. Second, for every start Jacob DeGrom makes and pitches into the ninth inning, I will jump on with noted baseball show Diamond Talk to offer my thoughts on the game. Let's face it, they need me. If he has 80 starts and goes into the ninth 80 times, I will be on Diamond Talk 80 times. Which, again, would be an American League record. You can take that to the bank.
It's not going to happen.
Also, for every fourth time Corey Seager hits for the cycle, I will donate $100 to the baseball charity of my choosing. Charities such as, but not limited to, guys who need gloves and dogs who like baseball songs. If Seager hits for the cycle 162 times, that is a potential $4,000 to each of those charities.
Yeah.
My math adds up. I double-checked it twice. And finally, to show my faith in the team, I will be placing a $1,250 bet that the Texas Rangers will win the American League.
So not the World Series, just the AL pennant.
Well, the Dodgers are the Dodgers.
They are at plus 850, meaning if I win this bet, I will win close to $10,000. I will share my great reward precisely with none of you. Because of your disbelief in my loyalty to the Rangers, it is my money, not yours. Don't ask me for my money.
I won't. Stop looking at me.
This concludes Texas Rangers 2025 season on the brink. Thank you. I'll take questions now.
Okay, so.
Okay. Got a lot to sort
through. So there's
here.
No pledge on actually watching games on TV. It's just going to 10 games for free.
And you're fishing
from
for
rich
suite.
People.
You're fishing for sweet invites.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to go to 10 games for free.
With one of you.
Yeah.
I'm including you.
No, this is...
So you're actually going to be watching fewer games this year than you did in 2023?
No, not at all. I'll watch more by being there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how it works, but okay. Okay.
Thank you.
So you're looking for people that have suites.
Preferably.
Decision makers.
Preferably.
With parking and catering and beer.
Preferably.
Do you have any sort of shrimp prerequisites for the food, or would you just take the...
Let's just say we are fans of the jumbo shrimp, not the smaller shrimp that you get at places such as Red Lobster.
Get that tiny shrimp out of here.
Yes.
This is a suite. It deserves... fist-sized shrimp.
And I'm not asking for a season with you rich people. It's just, we got to know 10 people that have suite access that can usher our show into it once in a while.
What happened to the plates of Cajun gumbo nachos?
Dave, I'm glad you asked me that.
And the near lobster.
So one of the new items,
imitation crab.
One of the new items, of course, is Cajun gumbo nachos. I will pledge each game that I am at to eat at least one Cajun gumbo nacho plates while I'm there.
Okay.
At least.
Does somebody have to go fetch it for you, or?
No, I'll pay for that.
But God. You'll figure out which concession stand it's at and go walk to it?
Yes. Maybe.
There's no way!
Yeah, like I'm Jabba the Hutt or something like that. Like, I won't move once I'm in there.
So you mentioned TV appearances.
Go on.
Tell us more about all of your TV appearances.
Well, I would expect with this type of dedication that
the press will want to cover this?
Yeah, the news will travel fast.
Free-for-all will... clamoring to get you on.
And that probably the new Ranger TV Victory Plus.
Yeah, build around, boy, Tuesday's a Corby night.
They got a Corby cam?
Yeah, they have Corby cam. Yeah, they have infinite extra feeds, and so you could, like, picture in picture just watching Corby hit on the wives of the suite holders while eating big shrimp and watching a Jake Berger at bat.
Yeah. It would help if the people that will invite us, which I'm expecting when I open my email, I'll have over 1,000 requests.
Yeah.
That your wives are good looking. For us.
Yeah. So,
and so this is capped at 10. It's exactly 10.
It's exactly 10.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
So the suite invitations, do they have to send like photos of their wife to clear the bar of yours, or are you not that said?
I like your idea, Bob, but I'm not demanding that.
Okay, good.
That's a nice to have.
I'm not demanding that, yes.
A nice to have.
Yes, it would be a nice add-on.
Okay, so your bet.
Uh-huh.
Have you placed this yet?
I have not. I'm going to do that tonight.
$1,250. How do we arrive at $1,250?
Well, if the Rangers are plus $850, would that basically add up to a $10,000 prize?
Okay.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't either. Deej? I think it's close. DJ?
Let's bring on our addicted gambler, DJ.
I don't know. It's just math. Do the math.
Well, you do the math.
You do the math.
You do it.
DJ,
you're a producer. Produce.
I'm literally inviting you to my suite, maybe on multiple occasions.
You're making me pull against the Rangers. I hope they fail harder than ever this year because of this proclamation.
Why? What about the monies that I'll win?
It's all self-serving. You don't actually care about the team.
It is the most self-serving thing I've ever heard in my life.
What?
But I'm here for it.
Right. Think of the good luck that I'm bringing this team.
I hope they actually offer these and you have to drive out there to Arlington every night.
Every night?
That's what I'm pulling for.
Yeah, I hope they're all Mondays.
Oh, that was the caveat. No Monday games.
No Mondays.
No, we can't do Mondays. Mondays are our night off. We just can't do anything. We can't be expected to do anything.
All right, let's see here.
Are you doing the math?
Yeah, so plus 850.
Yeah. Okay. I can back it off to 1,000.
Okay, here's what I'm looking at.
Look, there you got it right there to your left.
1250. Does it match
what
you got?
Yeah, 11,875 is what we could would be our payout, but we would win 10,620.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
So can I give my money to you because I don't have, or DJ, I don't really have any way to do this because I'm not a gambler. But I would like to give you my monies.
We'll get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We know people. Offshore. Yeah.
Wait, DJ.
No. It has to be totally legal.
DJ, you're the biggest Ranger fan.
You have to call Greg Abbott then to get that pushed through.
DJ and Ham, you're the two biggest Ranger fans I know. You would not be rooting against them winning the American League.
I think my distaste for you outweighs my love for the Rangers. So I think
a lot of listeners right now are having that exact same response.
This is unbelievable. Well, you're not true Rangers fans like me. And think about how invested I'm going to be this year with the payout.
You're like the Patrick Dumont of the Rangers.
What?
We don't need money.
Ruin the franchise. I didn't ruin the franchise, and we all need money, Ham.
We do.
You'll get
need
none
money
of it
in these times.
All you'll get is my free suite, if in fact that does come to fruition.
And the women.
That ends Rangers 2025 season on the brink.
I love it. 787-1310, Sweet Holders, let's hear from you.